Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host, and we're here to help you move forward. That is what Avanti means in Italian. It means move forward. And I just taught Ray Isaac a new word maybe in Italian. So Ray, we're here today, and our goal is to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward. And Ray Isaac from Isaac Heating and Cooling.
Air conditioning.
And air conditioning.
Yep, you're right. We condition the air. We just don't cool it.
did it used to be that? Did you change the name?
No, it's always been Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning.
Right? You know, well, I have your bio right in front of me.
Yeah.
So Ray, really, the point is you are like the perfect guy to have on my show. Because you've done so many great things. You've taken a family company where sometimes the son, grandson will fumble the ball. You've taken it to the next level in a very great way. I'm here at your office. I see like motivational stuff all over the place. I walk in the office. I get a cup of coffee from your assistant that greets me. Other guy, Mike Scrivens, he hands me the bio, hands you the bio, walks us to the room. And the nice lady hands you the bio. You know, I mean, you could walk into a place and you could feel the goodness and the energy. So now I already know why you're so successful. and I'm going to give you a compliment. I'm going to make your head even a little bit bigger. You know, there's a Sicilian phrase that says the fish rots from the head down. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And also conversely, listen, if that head is fresh and great and has some great energy and truly cares for, I'll say, the rest of the body, there also goes the organization. So you have a very fresh head.
Thank you.
So, Ray, I mean, if people don't know you here in Rochester, New York, I mean, they've probably been living in a cave. You've got some great marketing. You've been on the air. You've got some great videos. And also, just to give, you know, kind of an overview of the bio. So this business, I mean, Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning has been 72 years. Is that right?
Yeah, we're coming up on 73 in January.
Wow. And I saw the picture in the lobby of your grandfather, George.
Yep.
And he started it.
He started it.
And so great momentum, I guess, right? And then your father and now you and your family is still very involved, right? Mm-hmm. You were the campaign chair of the United Way of Greater Rochester.
Last year.
And now you're the incoming president of the Small Business Council.
That's correct.
And you are also on the board of directors of Rochester Rotary, which I'm a member. And have you been a past president of Rotary?
No.
Oh, I feel like...
My dad was.
Your dad was.
My father was, yeah.
So you're a future president.
I'll reserve judgment on that one.
Put you on the spot. That is a job. God bless. Donna Deedy did a great job last year, right? And you are you're on the foundation for the Heritage Christian Services, and you are the co-chair of the Heritage Hero 5K Committee. Mm-hmm. You're also on the Dean's Advisory Council of St. John Fisher. Mm-hmm. And you're the national chairman, or you were the national chairman of the Air Conditioning Contractors of America in 2008. Mm-hmm. And you're currently on the board of IE3, which is what? What's that?
It's a for-profit arm of the trade association. It allows them to do some different things in order to raise revenue and products and services for the association. So it's a offshoot of it, but it's held separately. So I'm on the board of directors of that as a past chairman. I have a seat on there.
Awesome. And you are you do like keynote speaking. In fact, you just said you were doing some keynote speaking last week.
Last week.
In addition to that, you're married 23 years to a very patient, loving woman, I presume, named Erica.
Yes, patient and very lovely.
and you have two boys, Cameron, 19, and Zachary, 12. In addition to that, Ray, I mean, this is amazing. So when you took over Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning, it was doing about 6 million. It was a single location doing 6 million. Mm-hmm. Now you have 7 locations grossing 45 million.
Actually 50, right around 50 million right now. So since that bio was written, we grew about 20% last
year. This bio came out last week. Wow, you moved,
I know.
You moved fast.
we've grown considerably. We had
That's
almost
amazing.
20% growth last year.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And so a lot of great stuff here. And I'll finish the bio with a great cherry on top that you were named Small Business Person of the Year in 2012. Mm-hmm. So lots of great stuff. And you're still a nice guy. I mean, you really could be like this egotistical maniac, you know? Like, you're still a friendly, very approachable, warm guy. So Please don't lose that.
Thank you. No, I won't, believe me. That was beat into us as kids. So.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know your father. I met him years ago, and so obviously he's very much like you, and so there's a warm, friendly leadership. All the people I've met here so far, they both told me quickly that they love working here, and I could tell it was sincere. And I have to say, heating and air conditioning. Mm-hmm. I mean, traditionally, it's not like, wow, what an exciting business. I mean, people, like, you think of an ad agency or things like that, and you get a little more excited. Heating and air conditioning, all right, they're necessities in today's world, but you're breathing energy and life and excitement into what could be described as a stoic industry. Mm-hmm. But you walk into this place, and I'm feeling energy, right? So, what are some of the things that you've done to take this company really to the level you have, and in such a, I'll say, like, organized and exciting way?
Well, that's a long question.
Yeah,
probably even longer answer. Let's step back to my brothers and I. The way we came into this business, my dad had three philosophies that, as I said, beat into our heads, and I have a few more that we've added to it, but his first philosophy was, your last name's a responsibility, it's not a privilege. Coming into a family business, that is something that a lot of people need to remember, and not even family business, if you have any relation or friends with, but your last name is really a responsibility at Isaac. Mm-hmm. My three brothers are co-owners with me. My brothers and I, we just bought the business from my dad, my uncle, and my sister mm-hmm. back in April. And my three brothers all work in the field mm-hmm. for the most part. My brother David's a service technician.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the key to the second quote my dad always said to us, is that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's passionate about heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And you might find it ironic or funny or a little bit strange or a little off center for the president and CEO, one of the owners, to say that he's not passionate about heating and air conditioning. I love it. It's a great industry. We're always in somebody's home or their mm-hmm. business. Somebody always needs us. But I became happiest at the company, and that happiness transcended to a lot of other people in the company when I found what my passion could be.
Mm-hmm.
And my passion really at the company is to create an experience that improves the quality of life.
Hmm.
I come in every single day to improve the quality of life of what we call our team, our clients, and our community. It's that triple bottom line
mm-hmm.
that we talk about. And if I can make this a better place for our employees and have mm-hmm. a better environment for them to work in and provide a better experience for our clients and give back to the community through activities as well as what we do as an organization, as we tithe as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
We give that to charities before we ever take a penny for ourselves. If we can do those, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of self-fulfilling mm-hmm. because if I walk in every morning and people are happy, guess what? I'm going to be happy.
Right.
And it
and
wasn't
vice versa.
And it wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
And as you said, the fish rots from the head back. I used that quote last week when I was doing a keynote in Dayton, Ohio to a group of contractors.
Yeah.
And I said, if you're not happy every morning, because I asked them in the beginning of the keynote, I said, just by a show of hands, I want you to close your eyes and answer this by a show of hands. How many of you absolutely positively love going to work every single day?
Mm-hmm.
And out of a group of maybe 40 people in the room, 10 people raised their hand.
Hmm.
I said, okay, leave your hands up and open your eyes. And you could hear that hush in the room,
right,
and a little bit of a groan as
20,
people were looking 20, around.
25% maybe,
I
right?
said, yeah. Now that's like saying you don't like going home at night and seeing your own kids. I said, this is your baby.
Yeah.
You're all owners. You're all entrepreneurs, but you don't love your own business.
Yeah.
And then we go in and we tell our employees to do what? Smile, be happy, enjoy where they work.
Right.
And they looked at the owner and the boss doesn't like to be there.
Yeah.
So I had to get my head on straight, and this was a transition that took some time to go through.
Mm-hmm.
It probably started back in 2001 when I went through a leadership engagement.
Right. We got to take a quick break. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, that's okay.
And we'll
continue with that.
On that note, I know we're going to keep people past the break. So.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
The Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York. Your one-stop shop for all your family's Halloween needs. But can you get an outfit out of the costume Nazi? I don't think so. The Spirit said you got to give him a good reason. What could you be from an Army-Navy store? Drill instructor, ranger, marine commando, special ops operator, pilot, zombie, Amelia Earhart, bandito, the other guy, border guard, get it, tanker, Jill Valentine, Resident Evil, sailor, flight suit, prisoner, Leatherface, Top Gun, Goose and Maverick, Dead Goose, yeah, I said that, post-apocalyptic family, Big Boss, Metal Gear, Dictator, we have the cigars for it, Gaier, Street Fighter, Iron Mike's, MX.com, The Military Exchange Talk Show on YouTube. See our Halloween video at The Military Exchange in Canandaigua, New York.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
All right, we are back with Ray Isaac from Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ray is talking about some really exciting things about how. So he kind of admitted that he's not passionate about heating and cooling, but you know he loves the business, and he's more passionate about the experience that his company can bring, not only from an internal culture perspective, but also the experience to the customers as well. So please continue.
Yeah, I was talking about the leadership program I went through, and that allowed me to get my head on straight and really realize that, okay, what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, and give me a comfort level in my own skin. Mm-hmm. And we're a big fan of also the book Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And I use that as a study guide. I'll be using it tomorrow morning. And creating that culture where people are comfortable in the organization, where there's that circle of trust, that circle of safety. And I want our people here to be okay with making a mistake.
Yeah.
As long as you learn from it, as long as it's a physical mistake and not too much of a mental mistake, we'll help you with that. And
fail forward.
We want to create that circle so people feel comfortable in the organization. And the funny thing that's happened is over the years now, I used to have the only college degree in the whole company, which is neither here nor there, but it was kind of indicative of the people that we had here. A lot of them were, you know, people that went right out of high school, went into the trades, which we love those. We recruit heavily for them, and we have a whole program, our Isaac University program, with a boot camp that's designed to help people find another passion in life and another way of having a great, fulfilling career without having to go to college. But I was the only person that had a college degree. Right now, we probably have 30 people in the company that have a bachelor's or higher degree. We have people with master's degrees in financial analysis and statistical analytics or something, and they're service technicians.
Yeah.
Because they're finding their passion.
Yeah.
They're finding something that they love to do.
And you're supporting them a lot.
And we're helping them, and we're creating a career for them where they can be happy and they can be engaged in the organization.
Yeah.
And this all starts back with how my brothers and I were brought into the company.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not a lifestyle business. This is a professional business that does heating and air conditioning. We're really not even a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
We're an equity business where the third philosophy my dad beat into our heads is that you're going to get paid for what you do, not for who you are.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a residential installer but still be an owner, that's okay.
Yeah.
I can be a shareholder, but I don't have to have a title after my name.
Yeah.
And that's the big difference when an equity business is you can have ownership that isn't necessarily in the management and leadership roles.
Yeah.
So we've created this organization where anybody here can be successful.
Mm-hmm.
The three VPs in the company are not Isaacs. And as my dad says, you know, that creates an organization where people can grow and advance in an organization and take that organization to the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other philosophies we have is, you know, never take yourself too seriously. Nobody else does.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of great accomplishments, but we walk in every day saying, okay, how can we do better? I'm probably the most critical person here of myself.
Mm-hmm.
People say you're doing a great job, and I know in the back of my head of all the stuff I'm not doing right and the things that I can do better on.
Mm-hmm.
But you create an organization where people want to be there, they want to work hard, and when they come in the morning, and I always tell them in our orientation that we do, when you come in the morning and you bust your butt, you're not doing it so the owners can buy a new Cadillac. We don't have any Cadillacs, there's no Mercedes, and no BMWs, we don't have any of that stuff in the organization.
Yeah.
We have an organization where when you come in the morning and bust your butt, you're coming in to make the company better, so you can be better.
Right.
So you can advance and grow, and you can have a better position. And our whole leadership team at the company are not Isaacs.
No.
I'm technically the only person in a leadership role as a president and CEO.
Mm-hmm.
My three brothers are all in a ownership position with me, and they do lead in different areas of the organization. But, you know, we've created an organization where people can reach new heights.
Right. So, you know, I came into this place today where and you know, it's kind of funny that I pulled in here. So for those of you that know me, my first business was a magazine called Next Step, and we printed a national magazine for high school students, and it was right here in this building, which was used to be Mercury Print Productions, and they moved out. And so I walk in today, and it's great to see this building again, and you've expanded it, and I didn't even recognize it. Could knock down all these walls and made some great things happen. But, you know, what I did notice is that there were in the parking lot, there was no signs for owners and management. There was no, like, reserved for Ray. It was just whoever gets here the earliest gets the best spot, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, we encourage our people to park in other areas so our customers and anybody with handicaps or expectant mothers have a spot near the front door. There's, again, that's one of the telltale signs of a lifestyle business is the private parking spots.
Right.
In the back shop or in the warehouse, you're going to have not equipment, you're going to have snowmobiles and jet skis and toys. Everything that the family has or the ownership has is run through the business.
Yeah.
We did a valuation for the company a little while back for the purchase from my other family members. And doing the valuation, the person doing that made a private phone call to me and says, okay, I'm looking at your financials here. Where's the other stuff?
Right.
So, what do you mean the other stuff? Well, I know you have this or that, and your kid's in college. They said, where is all that in the financials?
Right, yeah.
And I kind of chuckled. I said, it's not.
Yeah.
That is a very pure financial statement. If my dad called them W-2 benefits, if you want to buy a snowmobile,
right,
guess how you buy it? You buy it out of your own pay.
Yep.
Because that does not make the company any money.
Yeah.
Everybody here sees it. And there's really no reason for it. So we have a very, very pure way of running the company. We treat it like it's a public company.
Yeah.
That's how we treat it.
Pure. That's a great way to describe it. And I feel it. When I walk in, you could feel that it's not some like Isaac dynasty.
Well, that just creates noise.
Yeah.
It creates noise.
And it's third generation. I mean, you guys very well could say, like, we're the Isaacs. You know, we're kind of the king of the castle. But I think you could feel that you know, kind of environment or ecosystem is not happening here.
Well, we have a burden on us that I heard a statistic a little while back that 4% of third generation businesses survive.
4%.
4% make it through the third generation. And
the pressure was on to...
Pressure's there, but we're not worried about that because it stands to reason that in that 4% statistic, you have the entrepreneur starts it.
Yep.
They're excited. they know what it takes to make it happen. My grandfather, when he was starting the company, he ran 24-hour service. There's companies today that still do not run 24-hour service. Wow. Of course, 24-hour service for him was put a pot of coffee on, I'll be over in an hour.
Right.
The second generation sees that, hears that, is brought up under that, knows what it takes to run the company. So they're still very tied into the hard work of running a company.
Yeah.
What does every generation want for the following generation? For them to have a better life, to have it easier. And a lot of times that is equated to not working, which is, I think, is a mistake.
Yep.
But that third generation now is insulated, separated.
Yeah.
Coddled a little bit, I think, and I've seen it time and time and time again.
Yeah,
and
they get ruined.
They come into an organization where they have what I call the evil E, and I always tell our employees, I'm going to provide you with four E's. We're going to engage you, educate you, empower you, and enable you.
Hmm.
I'm going to ask you to execute, hopefully not me, and enjoy, which is one of our core values is fun.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if it isn't fun.
I saw your core values right in the lobby when I walked in, so good to see those.
We have descriptions in the walls around here for every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I want them to execute and enjoy. And I said there's an evil seventh E, and it's called entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for family business. It's not just for small business. I think entitlement is one of the things that hurt Kodak.
Yeah.
There was people here that felt they were entitled to their bonus every year.
Oh, yeah.
They were entitled to the things they got out of the organization. I have friends whose parents would bring home boxes of tape because they were entitled to it.
Right.
And that's the biggest reason, I think, why most multi-generational businesses do not make it through.
Right.
They do not make it through the that third generation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They do not make it through.
Yeah. Good for you. So how about, what's the take here on Cameron and Zachary? You think they're going to be the fourth generation?
Cameron Cameron has no interest in it. He works here in the summer.
Yeah.
He does not work for me. He shows up on a job site.
Right.
And he was installing systems.
Yeah.
And he asked me one day, he says, Dad, he wants to be a oral surgeon, I think, or an orthodontist, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm happy he wants to do that. If he changes his mind, then we'll see what happens.
Company's here, right?
He says, I need a day off to go do an internship. I said,
yeah.
You're telling the wrong guy.
Yeah.
I think he was working for one of the installers. Yeah. Tell Warren.
No special treatment.
And he'll let you know.
Yeah.
Because, again, last name's a responsibility, not a privilege. You get paid for what you do, not for who you are. He was getting paid as a installer's helper.
Yeah.
And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And I told him, look, if you don't love this, it'll make some money for you in the summer.
Yeah.
Do a great job.
Yeah.
Don't take yourself too seriously. Take what you do very seriously and find your passion, because without passion, I mean, that's the one thing you need to be successful.
Yeah. Well, I'm astounded and loving your leadership. It sounds like you said, you really are loving the experience of running a company, the people, what you could do for the customers. It sounds like you could be, you know, if it was a family law firm, or, you know, your grandfather started an accounting firm, or maybe an insurance firm, not always sexy businesses, but it sounds like it would kind of be like the same company, just a different product.
You know? it would too. That's funny, because
that
was my epiphany, really. Was it, you know what?
Whatever you did.
I don't need to be passionate. I can be passionate about having some place where I've been really kind of handed. I'm a third generation entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Where we're reinventing the company over and over again.
Yeah.
And I was handed something that was a good, solid business.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot smaller. But I was working from a base and a great reputation that my dad and my uncles created over the years, and my grandfather created over the years, and my brothers created over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was handed something to play with.
What a responsibility, though, right? I mean, you took it as a major, you know, like, let me bring this to the next level type of thinking, right?
I'm very lucky, and I say to even new employees here, it's only heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only heating and air conditioning.
Right.
We're not creating world peace. We're not solving world hunger. We're not finding a cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
We're not working with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
My brother David takes a little umbrage with that when I say it, because he is a service technician.
Yeah.
He loves heating and air conditioning. And we have a lot of people here that do. But for me, it's only heating and air conditioning. So let's not get too worried about the things in the what and the how.
Yeah.
We're going to need to focus on those. But let's really worry about that why in the organization. Why are you here?
Yeah.
And what we've seen is really a transformation where we now have very highly skilled, which we've always had, but highly educated individuals who are leaving careers at Fortune 500 firms to come work for a heating and air conditioning company. I'm kind of humbled by it. I look at it and say, are you sure? And they say, I love coming in there, and it's not about that for me.
Yeah.
I mean, one of our MBAs here is our assistant CFO. I said, did you think 5 years ago you'd be working for a heating and air conditioning business?
Right.
He says, I don't work for a heating and air conditioning business. It's not about that for me.
Yeah.
I work for a company now where I'm analyzing our financials and offering solutions to the executive team on how to improve the company. So it's a whole switch. And again, that's where I tell the entrepreneurs, you got to love what you do. You got to start creating this the right way right from the very beginning. And constantly reinvent yourself. If you find that you've lost a passion, find another reason why to be passionate.
Reinvent, right? So, Well, you know, it's funny because you talk about the experience, and it could be layered into any company. I mean, like we look at, you know, Starbucks, right? I mean, so there was always coffee shops, but what Howard Schultz did was he brought more of an experience. So people will pay $5-6 for a cup of coffee, and they're paying for the experience, really, right? You know, because I can go buy a bag of Starbucks at BJ's and make it myself at home. But I'm paying for the experience. And I think that that's why, you know, it seems like people would want to work here more, not only, you know, because they like you and like the business, but because they feel like they're going to grow as a person through the experience and culture that you're providing. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, and that's what we need. We need to offer, as I say, my passion to improve their quality of life. I've received numerous times people have come up to me. I got an email that I've saved and a picture of one of our service technicians, Troy, and his wife and their baby standing in front of his new house. And it said, Ray, thank you for making this possible.
Wow.
I mean,
they're great.
That's, they you know, there's a great TED talk by Danielle Feinberg, and she's a an animator for Pixar that does the lighting. She says, she calls it the moment she lives for. That's the moment I live for. And I can come in the morning, and somebody wants to see me for a minute just to thank me. Another one of our guys here came in the other day and says, hey, Ray, I just qualified to buy a house. Got my mortgage approved. Thank you.
Yeah.
I had a guy that got out of the truck the other day, a brand new employee, Brian, and he says, Ray, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'm like,
right. That's it?
This is it.
That's all you need, right?
It's only heating and air conditioning. This is the stuff that matters.
That's your drug of choice, right?
In that video that we did and we were talking about a little bit earlier before we went on air, I stand in front of our picture board and said, this is what matters. We're dealing with people's lives.
Right.
It's this is so much more important than than just the what we do. That's very important, but there's a why there.
What if you had to sum up your why in a couple cents, what would that be?
Really, it's my passion to love coming in every day, to have a smile on my face. I was one of the people that raised my hand when I said, you love going to work every single day.
Yeah.
And I was one of the ones that raised my hand. And then my why, and my passion, and really my purpose is to really come in and, create an experience for myself and everybody else. And it's not just our employees. It is them, and we pay it forward. We put our employee first before the client.
Yeah.
If there's ever a contest between the client and the employee, and if it comes down to it, I'm going to put my employee first.
Yeah.
If that's the situation, we have fired clients because of that.
Yeah.
But if you have a happy employee and they come to your house, you can always tell. I'm the kind of guy that if somebody comes to my house and they're not happy, I'm like, geez, I better go buy them a pizza to at least get on the good side because I think I'm going to get a better job.
Yeah.
Well, if they come in and they're happy, they're going to pay it forward. They're going to take care of you as the client.
Yeah.
And then the client's going to take care of the company. And that's why we have safety, employee, client, company as our rank order priorities.
Yeah.
And as I say, if everybody's happy, then we can now take care of the community.
Yeah.
We don't exist without a strong community in Rochester and Buffalo and Syracuse and our other branch locations. If the community isn't healthy, I would not want to open a business in Detroit, Michigan. I'm sure it's a lovely place. I've been there a number of times.
Yeah.
50% of the homes are boarded up.
Yeah.
That's not a place that I would want to start a business.
Right. We're going to take a quick break on that note, and we'll come right back to talk about awesome culture. And I guess I have so many questions for you. I think we're going to do many, many shows together. Be right back.
Open your mind with Free Talk Live. Listen weekdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on 1310 WOKR.
The Home Depot presents this sports flash powered by SB Nation Radio on 1310 WOKR. The Buffalo Bills made a roster move yesterday. They get cornerback Tony McCray on a waiver claim after E.J. Gaines suffered a hamstring injury on Sunday. McKay was just waived by the Baltimore Ravens, where he appeared in the first five games of the NFL season in his career. Monday Night Football yesterday belonged to the Philadelphia Eagles. They take care of the Washington Redskins with a 34-24 win. Carson Wentz throws four touchdown passes. Buffalo Sabres will skate tonight with the Detroit Red Wings. They are at home looking for their third victory of the season. They are 2-5 right now. Rangers lose yesterday to the Sharks 4-1. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot. I'm Matt Harab on 1310 WOKR.
You've made the necessary sacrifices, been fighting the good fight for as long as you can remember. And now perhaps it's time to enjoy a little fruit from all that labor. A bit of indulgence in the form of the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition. Real wood trim, tungsten chrome accents, and an advanced technology touchscreen, all surrounded by a highly capable, hardworking truck that'll never let you forget what it took to get here. The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're on the air with Berryman. Our family of products helps your family of cars. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Berryman, what do you got?
B12 Chemtool Fuel Additive cleans a car's engine from the fuel tank to the combustion chamber, improves performance, increases gas mileage.
What else you got?
B33 Engine Degreaser destroys road grime, grease, dirt, and oil. A cleaner engine is a better running engine.
What else you got?
B12 Total Fuel System Cleaner, made with the strongest solvent detergent on the market to help your car reach its full fuel potential. What else you got? Exactly. Berryman, the good stuff since 1918.
Ugh, boy. Man, I had a rough night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday, and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the Tax Doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. Again, 800-989-1694.
That's what I'm talking about. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Amano, your host. I have such a great guest today, Ray Isaac from Isaac Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're over here where the Lancers used to play, mm-hmm. right? For all of us native Rochesterians, right? Hollander is what's called Hollander Business Park now.
Aquinas Institute, the football team played here as well.
So, right? Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Aquinas Stadium before it was Hollander Stadium.
Way back when, yeah. The Lancers, yeah. And now
it's a business park.
Now there's a lot of money being made here, right?
Probably a little more than the Lancers made, but
right,
Pele played here. So you
isn't know. That wild? Maybe yeah. maybe right where we are now.
Well, my office. Where we're sitting is probably right around the sidelines. My office mm-hmm. is almost right at the 50-yard line. I did a Google Maps and overlaid it on a
right.
little aerial photo.
Oh,
I said,
that's awesome.
This on my office is right, right. about where the 50-yard line is.
Perfect. Yeah. So, Ray, we're talking about culture. And one question I have for you is, so third-generation business, which is hard enough to do on its own, let alone you have three other brothers in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I'm sure knowing you now, that you have a very kind of instigative plan on managing that relationship too, because obviously managing a business is one whole thing, managing family is another thing, and you guys are you're mixing some soup here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the strategies, I guess, to make sure that the relationship goes well in both verticals, family and business?
Well, the other philosophy we have is that ownership and employment are very different. One doesn't entitle the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're an owner doesn't mean you have to be in a leadership position. And we've had the opportunity, all my brothers and I, and they're all very intelligent people. They probably have higher IQs than I have. My oldest brother, Kenny, is our facilities manager.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to meet too many people who can do carpentry, wiring, plumbing, welding, steel erection, excavating. He can do it. You can put
wow.
him inside a 3,000 ton loader and he'd
yeah.
know how to operate it.
Right. Wow.
I mean, it's
wow.
I envy that.
What a catch, right?
Yeah. I mean. yeah, but he was born into the family. He's the oldest.
Yeah.
And my second oldest brother, David, is one of our service technicians.
Yeah.
I remember walking in one day and his office was empty.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing there with everything on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Dave, what's going on? He says, I can't do this anymore. And he was our mm-hmm. service manager.
Right.
I said, do what? He says, service manager. I said, why not? He says, I hate it.
Hmm.
I said, well, what are you going to do? He says, I'm going in the field.
Right.
And I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, When? Mm-hmm. He's like, today?
Right now, yeah.
So, what are we going to do about a service manager? He says, that's what we pay you for.
Right.
See, they all understand it. We all have our job to do. We all have our job to do this morning.
Yeah.
But when we go in every morning, we have a job to do. We have a job to do during the day. Mm-hmm. As I said, and you said it as well, about your company, that when I walk in those doors and my brothers walk in those doors, everybody works with us.
Yeah.
They don't work for us. There's a brief 3-hour period quarterly where they technically work for us, as when we have our board meeting. And I'm equal owners with my brothers. We're all 25% owners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only time they really work for us. But David, he wanted to go out in the field and wanted to do it. He wanted his passion.
That's what he loves.
And it was funny. I said, well, we're going to have to order you a new van. He said, no, I ordered one 8 weeks ago. I'm like, well, when you told the Chevy dealer we needed a van, you could have told your brother I needed a service manager.
Yeah.
And my twin brother, Michael, is in purchasing. He also sells commercial jobs.
Yeah.
His office is right next to mine. And
he loves his role, too.
Loves his role. And he moved his role. He was in a different role, and he's moved his role.
Yeah.
My brother Kenny was in a different role and moved his role. That was their choice. Nobody said, hey, we're going to put you here.
So there's no like jealousy. It seems like everyone is really happy because they're doing what they want to do within the company.
You get paid for what you do, not for who you are. Your last name is a responsibility. It's not a privilege. And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. It's real easy when you go back to those three.
Yeah.
It solves a
God
lot
God bless
of
your dad. He put that in you. I love it.
He does, and he still does. He still sits on our board.
Yeah.
And we have a great relationship because it is a working relationship. As I said, our whole leadership team are non-Isaacs. Mm. And that's kind of by our choice. It's not saying we allowed them to do it, but we allowed them an environment where they could rise to that level.
It's a natural thing. It's not based on family name.
A guy here, 34 years old, he runs over 100 people in his department. My brother David technically works for him. He did my brother David's review.
Right.
So that's, again, you start to get a picture of an equity business. I could own twice the shares that the CEO of General Electric owns. I could own that doesn't mean I can walk into the building. I can't even get access to the building.
Right.
I can't fire anybody.
Yeah.
I can't throw my name around because I'm the largest shareholder. Yeah. I can vote that at a board meeting.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's, I think that's this way of getting to success of multi-generational, even non-multi-generational businesses, is you got to treat it like it is a business.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. We say this is a professional business that does heating and air conditioning. I want people here that are professionals that act like amateurs.
Yeah.
And the reason I say it, people say that might be a little contradictory to, you know, what people think of when you want a business. You want it to be professional. Yeah, but I want people here that are amateur in their approach to their work, because people play softball, golf, bowl, stuff on weekends, do a lot of different things that they don't get paid for. Why do they do it? Because they love it.
Right.
And that's what I want. I want that professionalism with that zeal and excitement of an amateur.
Yeah.
And I have people here that they are excited about heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
I have people here, the why for them is that they love meeting people.
Yeah.
I have some people here, the why is that they love teaching.
Yeah.
And we have our own in-house professional training and education director.
It's amazing.
In our university.
That's amazing. What heating and air conditioning company has that? I've never heard of that, so that's fantastic.
Yeah. As I say, we often tell our employees, if you work here for 6 weeks, by the end of that 6 weeks, you'll have more formalized education than most of our competitors' employees will have in a lifetime.
Wow.
For 6 weeks, and they come into our boot camp program, which is a whole separate initiative, they'll have 240 hours of paid education. They're hired as a student.
Yeah.
And we create a technician in them.
Yeah.
Or installer or whatever they want to be.
Yeah. How did you learn all this? We talked a little bit before the interview about that. So Vern Harnish created the Scaling Up Gazelles program. You told me you did some of that, which is fantastic. What are some other things that you've done to kind of, you know, put all these great strategies in place?
I wish I could say. I mean, I love Harry Truman's quote that not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm an audibler. I tallied it up for the keynote I did last week just to prove to him that, you know, that I do it. And I've read 52 books or audibled 52 books. That's 674 hours of listening, which is 28.8 days.
Right, yeah.
So
when did, like, this year?
No, that's over the time that I've been on Audible.
Oh, okay.
But it's that's something that I see as kind of my maintenance contract for leadership. We came up with a lot of this stuff back in 2005. That's when we developed our vision statement.
Okay.
And our core values and our rank order priorities was in 05.
Yeah.
And it was all about the why. We didn't know it back then. I wish I'd love to say, hey, we had an initiative to identify the why.
Right.
Simon Sinek didn't even write Start With Why until 2009. So we were 4 years ahead of him. So yeah, I guess we were, if nothing else, would you rather be lucky?
Maybe he bugged your office.
I don't know. Would you rather be lucky or good? I guess we were lucky. But
Yeah.
Our vision statement, the first sentence, to create an enjoyable experience met with anticipation.
Experience. I keep on coming back to the word experience.
Which is a culture.
Yeah.
And have it enjoyable.
Yeah.
And the rest of that, which results in an environment where a team, clients, and community can comfortably grow, prosper, succeed, and improve their quality of life. That's our vision statement.
Yeah.
Nothing about being the premier XYZ contractor in ABC region and XYZ years. It's not about that.
Right.
And I guess we got a little lucky, but and a lot of self-reflection. The biggest thing for most people, be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
The reason why people aren't great leaders is they're not a leader of one person first and foremost, and that's themselves.
Right.
And they're not a great leader because they're not comfortable in their own skin, and they don't practice what Jim Collins calls the window in the mirror. So give credit, you look out the window, take blame, you look in the mirror, and it's because they're self-conscious. Everybody thinks that there's a microscope on them.
Yeah.
And there is in the public sector. Look at these CEOs, three bad quarters in a row, and there's somebody else in that seat.
Right.
We have an advantage. We're in a family business that's privately held. I can have three bad quarters, and I have some intense negotiations with my brothers.
Right.
But
But it
at least I can tell the story.
It sounds like you have not had three bad quarters.
We have not. Every year's a record year.
Yeah.
Every year's a record.
How many employees do you have now?
We're up to about 380.
Wow.
And we had nine of them in orientation last Tuesday.
I mean, I was driving down to Keuka Lake in the summer, and you take some back roads to get to Hammondsport, and I saw like your trucks all over the place. I'm like, Ray is everywhere.
Actually, we have a picture of one of them down there last summer with a goat on the roof.
Oh, really?
Our guy came out, and there was a goat up on the roof.
Oh, just naturally got up there.
Yeah, that's where he was doing a service call out of our Big Flats branch, which is down in Corning.
Sounds like one of those farmer insurance commercials.
Yeah, I know. So he says, you're never going to believe this one.
Right, yeah.
Scratched the hood a little bit, but we let it go.
How funny. So, Ray, I'm sitting here talking to you in person here. You said you're 51 in your bio, and I wasn't joking. You don't look 51.
No, thank you.
You said you look 61 as a joke. I think you look 41. So, obviously, you've got some great personal habits for your own health and success and business. What we all have these ideal days, like we wake up at 4, we work out, we meditate, we read, we pray. So, when you do have the Ray Isaac, like, perfect day, to instill and be able to participate in the habits that make you successful, what are those habits? Obviously, doing some good stuff.
Working out.
Working out.
I've been
working out every day.
I've done that my whole life. Yeah, it's 6 days a week. I go to the gym. I like that. I like the interaction. I like getting up and getting out of the house.
Yeah.
A couple days I'll still do at home, but I think it gets your mind straight. It allows you to feel good about yourself. And again, it's that self-leadership component that you need to feel
the blood flow into the brain,
you need
right?
to feel good about yourself. You need to feel good in your own skin. You need to be proud.
If I don't work out in the morning, I feel differently. There's no doubt about it.
I do. Yeah. I do. So that is, everybody needs a moral compass. My faith is that moral compass. I enjoy going to church. I belong to a St. Rita's Parish in Webster, and I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. People say, well, geez, what do you get out of church? I said, you get out of what you put into it.
Exactly. Just like everything else, right?
Just sitting there and thinking.
Yeah.
I enjoy hobbies. I enjoy family. I enjoy a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are your hobbies?
My hobbies, I love to golf, but as I use that amateur metaphor there, I am purely an amateur. I never make money at it. Good thing I'm a heating and air conditioning guy.
And bowling, always room to grow.
Traveling with family, hunting. I love to hunt and fish, mostly hunting and boating. So I like being outside. And my son plays some video games, and I try for 2 seconds, and I'm frustrated, and I can't wait to get outside.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But that's it. You know, you don't take yourself too seriously. I enjoy the company. This is kind of like my hobby.
Yeah, you love it, huh?
I love coming.
You speed to work.
Yeah. Yeah, coming in.
I tell people I speed to work, and I actually got a ticket, so I can prove it, right? So,
but the Audible is nice because I listen to Audible on the way in. It de-stresses you. You're listening to a story. I love nonfiction. I'm a big thing with the presidents and the Wright brothers and the
generals. I read that. That was incredible.
Yeah.
So Walter Isaacson just published a new book about
yesterday,
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci. I will be audibling that when I can get it.
Because I read his. I did audible.
Jobs.
About Steve Jobs.
Yep, I did Jobs too.
Incredible, right?
And that's the big thing is you take a little bit from everything that you do. You take a little bit away from everything, and try to analyze, okay, where can I do better? I mean, the way I look at it, I don't think anybody can remember being reincarnated.
Mm-hmm.
You got one chance to go through life.
Yeah.
Make the most of it. I've had tragedies in my life. I just lost my mom. It'll be a year ago on the 28th of this month at 7:04 p.m. I remember because we were all with her.
Yeah.
Lost a nephew, James, at 18 years old, five years ago, my sister's oldest boy. Yeah. And you talk about something that kicks you where it hurts and changes your whole life.
Yeah.
And I woke up the next morning and said, I'm worrying about things that don't matter.
Puts it in perspective. Huh?
Yeah, it really does. So you need perspective, and you need to take inventory. Some people get the perspective, but they don't take inventory of it. They forget about it, and they pass it off.
They miss it. They miss the point, right? Yeah.
But love every day. I mean, I love coming in.
How about time management? I mean, you know, so you're running a company with 300 employees. You're growing revenue like crazy. You're on all these boards. You got a wife of 23 years. You got two boys. You work out. You just get up at 3 a.m. and I mean, what? It's like
4:30.
All right, 4:30. Is like alarm set, or you're like
4:30? Yeah. I do. What I hate is sometimes I'll wake up 10 minutes before the alarm goes off.
And
I
feel
like
10 more minutes.
I feel like I got cheated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What time do you go to bed?
9:30, 10:30, sometimes 11:30.
Yeah, yeah, but always up at 4:30.
And even on weekends, I'll tend to maybe an hour later. But it's just you get into a routine, and I don't like. I don't know. It just something hit me probably when I lost James. That when our family lost him, don't waste life.
Yeah.
Don't waste time. I mean, sleeping. Yeah. Okay. I get my 6 hours, 7 hours.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing other things and sleeping. My back starts to hurt after a while. So.
Right.
But
mine does too.
But you know what? You have time for things. Everybody has the same amount of time, and you fit them in.
Yeah.
The beauty of being in a family business where you're part owner is my brothers are very understanding. They see the value of it for our company, for me, for the community, paying it forward. So they see the value. So if I tell them I'm going to a Heritage Christian board meeting or to a small business council, they're very supportive. And they do a lot of things, too.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad set that in us. My dad did 120 Habitat for Humanity homes over 20 years.
Did he really?
In the basement with the tools.
Wow.
Downstairs on a ladder installing heating systems.
Wow.
So we have all been brought up with that philosophy that you can, he's always said, you can have anything you want in life as long as you help enough other people get what they want or need first.
Yep.
So
love it.
That was another one of his quotes.
Well, your dad has got to be very proud of you and your family and the company, and what a legacy. I mean, it's you know, and so Ray, I got to tell you, I'm so excited and happy for you and impressed. I was pretty happy with myself, coming into this meeting this morning, and now I feel like a total slacker. So, thank you for raising the bar for me. Appreciate that. But Ray, all joking aside, some of our listeners like to reach out to my guests and maybe they need your product, maybe they just want to say, hey, can I learn more from Ray? If people want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can email me.
Okay.
I answer all my own emails. I mean, my cell phone is on my voicemail. So, But R. Isaac, ISAAC, at Isaac Heating, all one word, ISAAC HEATING.com.
Great.
Send me an email. I have one young gentleman that I'm mentoring right now. I guess it's mentoring. I don't know if I'm qualified to do that, but he comes in and we talk about small business and
great.
And at least just about being okay with who you are. And
yep.
Believe me, I'm vertically challenged and I'm getting old, so I better be okay with who I am. It's not going to get any better. But happy to take emails, or if they ever want to give me a call, phone number is in. My assistant will set up a time if somebody wants to come in.
Yeah, you're very accessible. You know, you always answer my emails within a few hours, so I appreciate that. So, Ray Isaac, thank you so much. Really appreciate
it.
And I wish you massive continued success.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah.
And thank you, Avanti listeners. Hey, if you know someone or maybe you would like to be considered to be on my show, please email me at david@davidmamano.com. Thank you so much and have a great day and stay awesome.
Station that educates and inspires. 1310 WOKR.